Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Down the blind, Andrew Johnson. Inside for Elvin. Elvin will score! Elvin will score! Newcastle has won!
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. Going to give our round 14 preview. I meant to drop this yesterday afternoon. Went for a couple of beers after work. Got a little bit carried away and didn't get a chance to record. But on the bright side, as I said in the 24 hours of news this morning, I would have tipped you two duds. I had the Cowboys and the Panthers winning those games yesterday. Was keeping an eye on the games last night. And obviously, when the Cowboys led 12-0, I thought, how good I've nailed this one. Cronulla led 18-0. Got back to 18-all. I thought, beautiful, momentum will carry the Penrith home. Still went 0-2 there, so probably the best that you missed out on my analysis there. Would have cost you a bit of coin and a couple of tips there. This afternoon, 3 p.m., Gold Coast Titans taking on the Sydney Roosters. Obviously, James Tedesco, we're expecting him to play in this game. That is massive. AJ Brimson, he has been ruled out. Jaden Campbell will start at one. Very impressive last week. Good to see him back in first grade once again. We're hearing that David Fifita and Big Tino will play. Interesting here. I'm not sure if this is the way that I would go about it, but they're not really in a position to be letting games go. I'm going to take the Roosters here fresh off a break for a lot of these guys. Sam Walker's had a bit of a spell. James Tedesco's coming back from Origin. Angus Crichton, he's the big one for me. Coming back off a break, he's trying to get into this New South Wales side, which has just put 50 on Queensland. A pretty tough task. I'm expecting a really big game from Angus Crichton here. He's going to be an anytime try specialist for me this week. So give me the Sydney Roosters to beat the Gold Coast Titans. Then we've got the South Sydney Rabbitohs taking on the Newcastle Knights. A lot of people have brought in guys like Cody Walker, Alex Johnson. I've brought in both those guys in my classic team, so we're hoping for a big game this week. It looks likely that Damien Cook and Cam Murray will be rested. You will see Cody Walker at six. You'll see Latrell Mitchell at fullback. Well, hopefully we see Latrell. Just waiting for absolute confirmation on that, but I think we will see them there. I'm expecting the South Sydney Rabbitohs with a big victory here. I'm expecting Cody Walker, Latrell, AJ to have big games out on that left edge. This Newcastle defense, they are in serious trouble at the moment, and there's been no one to really come into this team that improves them out of sight this week. So I'm expecting a pretty big South Sydney win there. Campbell Graham, another guy returning as well. So give me the South Sydney Rabbitohs at a very short $1.15 over the Newcastle Knights with a couple of guys on that left edge as any time try scorers there. 7:35 tonight, we've got the Canberra Raiders taking on the Brisbane Broncos. Albert Kelly has been ruled out, which really does hurt the Brisbane Broncos. The big headline here, though, is Carmichael Hunt returning at 5'8". Very, very excited to see him go around again. It's down in Canberra. I am going to take the Canberra Raiders here. They're a team that has just been in Barney rubble for a long time. We're hearing that Jack Whiten, he will play. He didn't play a huge role for the New South Wales Blues the other night. The other big in is Joshua Paley returns. You've obviously got Payne Haas coming back from Origin. We're hearing he is going to play. He played his fair whack of minutes the other night, had a lot of impact. So I'm going to take the Canberra Raiders here, but these are two teams that I really can't get a read on. Obviously, Jermaine Osako, he's been dropped for this game. So Herbie Farmworth back to fullback, which, as much as I want to see Osako there for all my Supercoach teams, I think this Herbie Farmworth, he's a really talented guy. So excited to see how he goes around. Matty Tomoko, he's my anytime try scorer in this game. This is a young fella that I think's got a massive future. So give me the Canberra Raiders in a Matty Tomoko anytime try scorer. Sunday afternoon, two games. The first one at 2 p.m., the New Zealand Warriors taking on the Melbourne Storm. I'm going to take the Storm here. Obviously, Adam Fanua-Blake comes back in, which is going to be massive. Reece Walsh isn't playing, so Roger moves back to fullback. You could do much worse than that, couldn't you? But for me, I just think this Melbourne Storm side, the system they've got at the moment is too good. We're not sure whether Munster's going to play or not. He's been named at 5'8". It wouldn't shock me if he does. I mean, probably all the indications point to that Munster won't. He came into this game with an injury, but good God, he was pissed off the other night, and I wouldn't be shocked if he wants to just get back out on the park. Harry Grant in a similar boat, but I'm hoping common sense does prevail and these guys are rested for this game. Regardless, though, I am going to take the Melbourne Storm in this one. I think they'll defeat the New Zealand Warriors with a couple of big ins coming back just because they're too much of a good system. We know this old routine with the Melbourne Storm. 4 o'clock Sunday, we've got the Parramatta Eels taking on the West Tigers. Going to take the Eels here. West Tigers just far too inconsistent for me. The Parramatta Eels obviously missing Reid Marnie, which is going to really hurt them. Joey Lussett comes in, who's proven to be a really solid little footballer. I just think the forward pack for the Parramatta Eels are going to be too much for this Tigers pack to handle. The halves are on fire at the moment. Mitch Moses, Dylan Brown, Wonga Blake, he swapped sides. Now, he looked unreal on that left edge last week as well. And Gutho, he's just in fine touch at the moment. So I'm expecting the Parramatta Eels at Bankwest Stadium to give it to the West Tigers there. Monday afternoon footy, public holiday. How bloody good. We've got the Canterbury Bulldogs taking on the St. George Illawarra Dragons. Really tough one to pick here. I've gone with the St. George Illawarra Dragons. Just with Matt Dufty back in this side again and the sort of lights out footy he's playing at the moment, I just think it'll be too much for the Canterbury Bulldogs to handle. I like the way that their forward pack's going about their business at the moment. Blake Laurie, he's starting to look back to his very best. I love Jack Bird, him playing on an edge. I think this is where he needs to be. Josh Kerr's been great. He was unreal last week. Jackson Ford doing so much work. And then, of course, you got to throw Jack DeBellin into the mix, and he looked fantastic the other night. After his first 10-minute stint where he got done by Albert Kelly, I thought he looked really good, so he'll create some good impact for them. But no doubt, this will be a game that the Bulldogs look at and think they can genuinely win this one, as they would every week, but this is one that they would know they can win this game. I think this game will actually be pretty good on Monday afternoon. I'm looking forward to this one. Two reasonably evenly classed teams here. You got Kyle Flanagan still in jersey 19. Interesting to see if he comes into the side. Tariq Sims in the extended bench of the Dragons as well. But I'm going to take the Dragons in this one, and I'm going to take Matt Dufty to score a double in this one. His form at the moment is just unreal.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.